some, did you have some cows? Have you had
some
cows?
Yeah, we had cows, yeah.
Where would they graze?
They graze, good many years. Well, my daddy had a good many cows, and he just had them scattered all over the woods.
And they weren't fenced in or anything?
No, not until about 40 years ago, we come with no fence law, and so we built some pastures and put some in them, in the pasture. But ever since, I reckon it was a worldwide, it was an open range, so people that had the cows, it would just scatter out maybe over 5 or 6 or 10 miles radius.
How'd you get them back?
You'd get on a horse, pen them, go out and hunt them up and pen them home.
Yeah.
Pen them in. You'd have a big pen to put them in.
Uh-huh. Do you have a mark? Who they belong
to. Yeah, different people had their mark. Because then the thing was like, 2 or 3 people's cows and they just mix, and when you wanted to go gather them up, they'd get together and go gather them up. And they'd have some little calves, why each fella marked the calf in his mark. And maybe put a brand on it.
Uh-huh.
But you find a quick brand, you know. That thing was hot.
Yeah. I don't imagine the cows liked it too much.
No, they didn't like it.
How'd they know whose calf was whose?
Well, your cow would be marked.
Uh-huh.
And when you gathered them up, well, you'd watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Until the calf went to its mother. Then you try to remember that was your calf.
That's right,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe it was 3 or 4 different men that would have calves in the bunch, but each fella try to watch them, and you know, after you put them in a pen, they generally go to the mother.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's true, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
They follow them. What kind of fencing did you have?
We had barbed wire.
Uh-huh.
When we just built a pasture to put the cows in. Now when we fenced the fields, well, we had an American fence around them. We had this 4 feet high. And
made of wood or wire?
Wire.
Mm-hmm.
By it. Made and rolled up. Out, well, you just put me as many rolls as you wanted, and you'd roll it out and put it up the post.
In squares, kind of?
No, if you wanted to go half a mile, well, you'd have a half a mile of post put up there, and you'd roll it out, and you'd stand it up, and
yeah.
Put inside the post, and you'd have something you'd put on the end of it down there that you could stretch it, as we call it, tighten it, before you need it up. Put it up with staples.
Yeah. What about any wooden fences? Is anybody around here?
Oh, yeah. Well, years and years ago, you had what we call rails. Cut a tree down, and saw it in the length you wanted it, and you'd split it and make rails out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my daddy done some of that, worked quite a bit of it.
Did he?